Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hi, I'm Michelle Edwards, a member of First Lutheran, and today I'm reading from chapter 10 in the Gospel of Mark, verses 46 to 52. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Today's passage tells a story of a miracle. Jesus was doing what he often did, traveling from place to place, teaching and healing people. This time they were leaving the city of Jericho, with a typical crowd gathered around him, walking along the road with him. They passed a blind man sitting by the roadside, begging. The crowds didn't pay this beggar, whose name we are told was Bartimaeus, much attention. He was probably a fixture there. You wouldn't want to make eye contact, or he'd just plead for money. Or food. It was kind of a nuisance, really. Embarrassing to have to come up with excuses every day for not sharing a few coins or a bit of bread. And what must visitors think? Especially someone important like teacher Jesus. The crowd, and even the disciples, didn't want to be bothered with a common beggar. This was their moment to be near the teacher, to listen to him. They tried to ignore Bartimaeus. Then when he cried out, they tried to shush him. If you think about it, the way the crowd treated Bartimaeus was a lot like the way many of us treat the homeless. We don't really want to see. We don't really want to think about what their lives are like or how they're coping. We just want to go about our business. Yet blind Bartimaeus was not about to be ignored. Somehow he knew of Jesus, and he must have heard at least some of the things that he taught and the things he did. He wasn't about to be shushed. He cried out to Jesus, calling out even louder when people tried to hush him up. Jesus stopped, told people to bring the beggar to him. When Bartimaeus was before him, he asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" He didn't assume. He didn't decide for the man or speak for him. He asked. And Bartimaeus had an answer. He knew exactly what he wanted from Jesus. He wanted to see again. Restoring his sight would give him back his life. He would be able to work to support himself. He would get back his dignity, his self-respect. He was utterly convinced that Jesus could do this for him and that he would do this. So he asked, boldly, specifically, with utter trust and confidence. And Jesus told him that his faith, that trust in Jesus' ability and generosity had healed him. His eyesight was instantly restored, and the text says he followed Jesus. Interesting, isn't it? That the blind man was the one in that crowd that seemed to see Jesus most clearly, to understand who and what he was. And interesting, too, that Jesus asked, if Jesus said to you, "What do you want me to do for you?" what would you tell him? Do you have faith that he would do whatever it is? Let's pray. Father God, teach us to see your Son as blind Bartimaeus did. Give us the faith to cry out boldly, to ask for what we need, and to trust in your response. Amen.